When people want to make it simpler to pay off their debt or if they are facing a debt crisis, debt consolidation is frequently one of the first choices they examine, particularly when it comes to credit card debt. Some common goals of debt consolidation include making a single monthly payment to cover all your debts is one of the most popular goals of debt consolidation, instead of juggling various payments to different creditors. Paying off your obligations at a lower interest rate than you're currently paying on them. Having a debt repayment strategy is essential, instead of relying on minimum payments to eventually get you debt-free. In Canada, debt consolidation can be accomplished in a variety of ways, with certain debt consolidation alternatives offering significant advantages over others. There are certain potential hazards to be aware of when it comes to establishing a truly beneficial debt consolidation. Once you know what debt consolidation is and what our common goals of consolidation are, let's dive into it in detail. Types of debt consolidation. Many people believe that debt consolidation means that one bank pays off all of your other obligations, such as several credit cards, and you repay the bank in full, with interest, at a lesser rate than you would have paid on the individual bills. Although you can choose to consolidate your debt with a standard consolidation loan, you also have a variety of additional borrowing and non-borrowing options. Your scenario will often lead your decision regarding the alternatives available to you, and your individual goals and financial needs will play a large factor in determining the ideal consolidation option for you. Consolidation loans and borrowing options. Consolidation options based on banks may include a basic debt consolidation loan from a lender that allows you to pay off your various obligations by combining the balances into one new loan with interest. A home equity consolidation loan allows you to borrow against your house's equity. This is also known as obtaining a second mortgage or refinancing your mortgage. Pay off higher interest bills via balance transfers from a line of credit, an overdraft, or another credit card with a reduced interest rate. It can be tough to qualify for a debt consolidation loan or other bank borrowing choices. Many people find it difficult to qualify for a consolidation loan since consolidation lenders frequently demand you to pledge an asset as collateral, such as a car or even your home, require a co-signer to guarantee the loan, or require you to have a high income and/or a high credit rating. Many people are turned down when they seek a bank consolidation loan because of these conditions. Debt consolidation utilizing a non-borrowing option may be a better option to explore if you do not qualify for a bank's debt aid with a consolidation loan and/or you want to reduce your monthly debt payment as much as feasible. Consolidation without borrowing. Many Canadians are unaware that there are legal debt consolidation solutions that do not need them to take on additional debt. Consumer proposal. A consumer proposal is legal debt consolidation or debt settlement agreement with your creditors that allows you to repay only a fraction of your aggregated debts, in full settlement, with the unpaid balance of your consolidated debts being legally written off, forgiven by your creditors. In a consumer proposal, ongoing interest charges are automatically halted, and any creditors who have commenced collection proceedings must cease immediately. Consumer proposals to creditors are the most common way to consolidate and manage problematic debts, and they are the most popular alternative to personal bankruptcy. They must be filed by a licensed insolvency trustee and can offer significant advantages over debt consolidation loans or regular credit counseling programs, as detailed more below. Consumer proposals allow you to lower your obligations, reorganize the time it takes to pay off all of your debts, or a combination of the two, all without accruing interest or paying additional costs. On the consolidated debt, you will only pay what you can repay, which is normally between 30 and 60% of the total balance. A consumer proposal is Canada's sole legal debt consolidation option that can include government bills including taxes, school loans, ICBC payments, and more. Debt consolidation. Key considerations. Because there are various ways to consolidate your debt, the specifics of each potential consolidation option can make a major difference in how effective they are at assisting you in reaching your debt consolidation goals. Make sure you do the math completely and keep an eye out for problems and dangers like debt consolidation eligibility. When it comes to consolidation, one of the most difficult questions to answer is whether or not you qualify for the solution you want. When it comes to consolidation, one of the most difficult questions to answer is whether or not you qualify for the solution you want. When it comes to bank-based consolidation, most lenders ask that you have a good credit score and a good debt-to-asset ratio in order to qualify for a loan. consolidation interest rates and fees. When you look at the fine print, the prices or savings potential of a consolidation solution may not be as excellent as it appears. Consider the following scenario. Is there a reduced interest rate, but payments must be made over a very lengthy period, resulting in you paying more interest over consolidation payments every month? Make sure your budget permits you to make your monthly consolidation payments and keep in mind that, except for a consumer proposal, most consolidation solutions will not cover all of your debts if you owe government creditors. A consumer proposal is generally the greatest alternative by a substantial margin if you are searching for the consolidation option with the lowest out-of-pocket expense and most affordable monthly payment. What if consolidation doesn't work for me? If debt consolidation is not a practical choice for you to resolve your debts, either through borrowing or non-borrowing ways, you might want to consider directly contacting your creditors, declaring bankruptcy. The bottom line, if you're feeling the weight of several debts on your shoulders, you might want to consider getting debt consolidation in Victoria. Regardless of how severe your situation is and no matter how you got to this point, the licensed insolvency trustees at your MNP Limited office are ready to help. You just need to seek it out. At Lionsgate, we specialize in helping people obtain funding, private mortgages for land purchases as well as for other real estate transactions. If you are looking to buy land in Canada, get a mortgage or apply for a loan, leave us a message and we will try to connect you with local realtors and sourcing for financing.